would be speaking to me in English because we were both trying to be polite. Mm-hmm. But it was not the most effective way to communicate.
That is so interesting. I have a question for you. So when you went to China,
Taiwan,
and like
in local
markets, did they overcharge you when they could find out that you had an accent and then like you were coming from the West? Because like that's totally a thing in Pakistan. They would overcharge.
I think I should pay a small tax. But I went my partner is white, so I would tell him to walk a little further away from the market. So that, you know, we wouldn't really get taken. But, you know, I'm a pretty good haggler. I learned it from my dad. So I know when to walk away.
This brings us back to the question of our entire class, which is sound a language?
Yeah.
With my question to Annie, that is what I was wondering. Because, like, even the slightest accent in your language will, like, people from abroad, like, who grew up in the West will have a certain accent when they speak in Urdu, and that will, like, when you're in a local market, the word gets around and people will know that, oh, that person, and then they will overcharge you.
But I think that there are definitely sounds that are context-based, or ways of speaking, or ways of using humor that are context-based, that don't translate to across cultures. Definitely. Or across geographic spaces.
I agree, and this is an interesting conversation that I was having during the studio visit. All of you know like the work that I'm making with laughter, and then the question was posed, can the sound of laughter be culturally specific? And my first response was, no, laughter is universal. Everyone laughs. And the professor, they were like, no, think about how laughter also can be culturally specific. And I think the question of is sound a language falls into the similar category.
I think about how impolite it is to eat loudly here. And I just grew up like with Chinese people who eat, you know, voraciously and loudly, and we like to chew and snack and share food and talk with our mouths open, and we're so rude. And so when I left home and had a roommate, she was like, Annie, you cannot do this. Like, you cannot eat chips, like, near me. And my partner also has, like, misophonia. Mm-hmm. So whenever we're eating, I notice that he, like, turns the TV on really loud because he can't stand it. Uh-huh. But he also doesn't want to, you know, be racist and tell me to eat quieter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so that feels really culturally specific.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I encountered a very similar thing with my ringtones, or when my phone rings. Like, I was sat down by two very dear friends within the MFA program, and they were like, okay, it is socially unacceptable in America to have your ringtone on. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then they explained that, okay, people can be neurodivergent, people can have, like, people can be really pushed off if you, like, and they would assume that you don't want to talk to them just because. And for me, it's such a background noise. I've never thought about the sound of my phone in that way. So it can be very culturally specific.
That is also something that is developed, because technology has developed so quickly. Mm-hmm. My husband also keeps his ringer on, and it drives me insane.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm always just like, don't you hear that you're getting text messages?
They're flip phones and like sliders, and they're like Bop-Its, like they went in every direction. And there were like these little toys. And but before we got the phones, we would get toys of those phones that would like record like 20 seconds of whatever you wanted, and then you could play it back so you could simulate the experience of having a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then ringtones were like a thing too, right? Like
Yeah, there was a point at which everyone had ringtones.
Yeah. Everybody was like, ringtones are on because I want to show off my new, like, Britney ringtone.
It's interesting what you said about, like, before having the phone, you had a mini version of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking of, like, how sound becomes a souvenir. So, like, Makka is a cult, like, the Islamic, so mm-hmm. what transports the iconography to the rest of the Muslim population. So, sound.
Hi, I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
You're listening to WRCT's annual Massive Music Weekend,
where our DJs are showcasing some of their favorite artists in half-hour blocks.
That's 60 hours of programming divided into 120 artist blocks all weekend long.
Check out the complete schedule at WRCT.org.
Thanks for listening. And now back to the music.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando!
Everybody ready?
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots Program, depending on where you are located. I am Mando Richard, and my friend Clint Hoover, a fine harmonica player of many different styles, is with me today, and he'll be joining us after the first set of music here. Of course, it'll be a liquored up set, but there'll be something else going on there, and then we've got a folk rock set in the middle and a gospel set at the end. We usually begin with just a liquored up set, since we are Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio. But last week I let a bad word slip through. Oh no! So we're going to mix in some liquored up songs and some penitential songs about that very item. Here comes the first song from Hank Williams Jr.
Just gotta speak his own mind. Well, I wonder where that came from. I guess he's a real son of a gun. Take the old man's advice, be nice, and lose the F word. Best
country music, you just can't say the F word. Side by side up on the state highway, their loving mother, she had died, their father had run away. They were talking of their loving parents, how sad their heart did feel when around the curve came a speeding car with a drunk man at the wheel. The driver saw these two dear kids, sound, get out the road, you little fools, and the car had brought them down. The driver staggered from his car to see what he'd done. His heart sank within him when he saw his dying son. He then picked up his little mother, dad, she sleeps beneath the ground. It was you and her we were talking about when the car had knocked us down. And please, dear dad, don't drink no more while driving on your way. But meet us with our mother, dad, in heaven some sweet day.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Rollin Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
Tell me who gonna carry me home.
get wrong. Tell me who gonna carry me home. I ain't wrong now, but I won't be so long. When I get drunk, I think about that little girl of mine. When I get drunk, I think about that little girl of mine. I can't get up off my
you
baseball. They're putting their hands everywhere. They scratch at their clothes, they pick at their nose, but they don't say on the air. No, you can't say on the air. No, you can't say on the air. You can do anything that you want to, but you can't say on the air. We're spending the evening at Grandma's. The children and babies are there. We're watching TV and the blood's running free, but you can't say on the air. No, you can't say on the air. No, you can't say on the air. You can do anything that you want to, but you can't say on the air. We're so glad you could be on our program. Channel 2 is so glad that you're there. So give it a whack, and you're sure to come back if you don't say on the air. No, you can't say on the air. No, you can't say on the air. You can do anything that you want to, but you can't say on the air. You can do anything that you want to, but you can't say on the air.
You're listening to Bobby E., Jim Chemeworth, and my guest Clint Hoover play Riptide from a record they put out back in 1997 called Dream of the Serpent Dog. And that'll be the musical bed while I tell you about that opening set of music, which mixed the reminders to DJs everywhere, including me, not to use NFAP, not for airplay language, on the air. And, of course, our liquored up songs. Hank Williams Jr. got to start off with the F word. We don't use the F word in country music. No, sir. Then the Stanley Brothers from the drunken side of the family gave us the drunken driver. Then after the PSA, harmonica player Carrie Bell and his son Lurie Bell played When I Get Drunk. And then the last thing in the set, which had Clint convulsed with laughter, was Matt Wetroba doing Cy Khan's You Can't Say Beep on the air. Okay. Well, Clint?
Yes. Hi.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. This is great.
This is
so much fun.
So different from what most people think of when they hear of harmonica.
Uh-huh. Well, I've always been kind of on the situation where I like to try to put the harmonica where it is assumed it wouldn't be. So that's one of my things. I like to move it outside of the genres it's just assumed to be in. But I don't see why it shouldn't be in places like what we're playing here. This is pretty much a straight-up kind of a jazz tune, and there's plenty of background for that with Toots Thielemann and Henrik Merkens, who play that kind of music on the chromatic harmonica. So
let's scoot the volume up on it.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got a track that I've played this on the air before, Clint, but I didn't know you were on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This was a group I was in back in my home state of Minnesota, you know. And this was Willie and the Spectres, and this is Egyptian Fantasy by Sidney Bechet, and I just love this track off of this record.
DJ Air, this is, what's this one?
This one's Papa John Colstead and the Hot Club of East Lake Street. Again, a band from Minnesota that I was in.
Long before I was a John, I always was a papa. Late night parties, friends all around. Now, people come flocking, cops come knocking, yeah. But I was always a papa, a real showstopper. Tell you, Jack, it is a fact, I always was a papa. I was always a papa.
Yes, I try to tell my son I always was a pauper. I go playing gigs all around. People come to see me all around. Yeah, but I was always a pauper. A real cool pauper. Long before I had some kids, I always was a pauper. Long before I had some kids, I always was a pauper. Thank you.
up this morning feeling bad, thinking about the girl that I once have been. Cause I just keep loving her. Will I just keep loving her? You know I just keep loving, I don't know the reason why. Well, a nickel is a nickel and a dime is a dime. I got a little girl crazy about cherry wine. Cause I just keep loving her. Yes, I just keep loving her. You know I just keep loving, I don't know the reason why. My goodbye, baby, if you call it gone. I know it's gone to work, but it won't last long. But I just keep loving on. Yes, I just keep loving on. You know I just keep loving, I don't know the reason why.
Clint and I are back after that rockin' song from Little Walter and his Jukes. I just keep loving her. I think that's from 1947.
Yeah, I'm probably right about that. I'm not really sure myself, but it's the one and only Little Walter.
Wow. What kind of stuff do you take into your own playing from someone like Little Walter?
Oh, man. You know, I mean, for somebody like that who's really, you know, set the whole stage of the post-war blues style and stuff, I mean, you can't take too much from him. I mean, I think the thing that I would say is I'm similar to him in my mentality is that he was very inspired by the jump blues horn players of his era, and I am the same kind of way. I'm very inspired by some of the jump blues and swing and jazz horn players. And, you know, we listened to that. He was really famous for listening and trying to copy what some of those guys were doing. And I do the same thing.
Well, speaking of which, the track before that was from a band you were in called Willie and the Spectres, another Minnesota production.
You betcha.
And you betcha indeed. And you guys did Sidney Bechet's Egyptian Fantasy.
Yes.
And somehow Clint Hoover over there channeled the clarinet on that one.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of just the whole process of American music all the way back to the beginnings, and particularly in the jazz and jazz blues crossover world and early jazz. I love Sidney Bechet, and that tune for me is really a wonderful thing to have been involved in. So,
and the first thing in the set was Papa John Colstead.
In the
Hot Club of East Lakes.
Right. Yeah.
And I was always a papa.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Another one of your bands from Minnesota.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Papa John is a real fixture. He was over on the whole West Bank Dinky Town scene back in the days of Bob Dylan and Kerner Ray and Glover. He knew all those guys. He's a real legend from that era of, and he's still around. And we played as a duo. He was really famous for his 12-string guitar. playing in a kind of a lead belly fashion. But he was also a fan of swing and Django Reinhardt. And so we started jamming together as this group informally, and it became a band, and the rest is history, as they say.
Well, since you've moved to Pittsburgh, I know I've seen you play with, Ernie Hawkins.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yeah.
Same kind of duo, I think.
Yeah, yeah, there's a similarity to that for sure. Absolutely. So I really love the pre-war stuff, and you know, I love the fact that Papa John was doing Lonnie Johnson, who's one of my faves in the blues guitar. In fact, in some ways I wish I could be thought of as the Lonnie Johnson of harmonica.
Thank you so much for coming in, Clint.
Sure.
Clint is actually my neighbor. He lives about 3.5 blocks away from me, mm-hmm. in beautiful, sunny Avalon. Not to be confused with Negaunee, Michigan, with its 17 below weather or anything like that. Yeah. But yeah.
Although today's getting down to Minnesota-type conditions here, I'll tell you. It makes me feel right at home.
Yeah, here this DJ is even wearing long johns, but you can't see them on the air.
That's okay. I'm glad.
All right, what do we have coming up next? We've got Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, a Dexter Gordon tune. This is from a jazz trio of mine recorded in 2006, again back in Minnesota. Just playing this great Dexter Gordon jazz tune with piano and upright bass and me. Very simple, no drums.
Isn't it cool to hear what the harmonica can do? Here we go. Grant's busy apologizing to me. This is jazz, complete with everybody soloing.
Yes, I shouldn't apologize. It's
no,
cool.
It's really cool. And we're talking over the bass solo.
So I know, that's terrible.
So, ferme la bouche. I sure hope you're enjoying this harmonica extravaganza here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, where the Roots program, depending on where you are and standing to my right, he's going to be moving to my left once I have to go work the computer.
Okay.
You got Clint Hoover.
Yep.
And we just heard two tracks from two of his records that he brought in. The first one we heard was Cheesecake, and that's from
Dexter Gordon, and it wrote it, and it's from the Clint Hoover Trio On This Day, released in about 2006, again back in Minnesota. I did a lot of recording back in Minnesota.
Don't worry, we have something from his Pittsburgh days lined up after the top of the hour.
Right.
And then we heard East Side,
yeah. That was the last group I was in while I was still in Minnesota. And this was an original by Reynold Filipczyk. He was the guitar player, and he had a Eastern European background, and you can hear it in that tune very much. Oop. Anyway, yeah, so I really enjoy that tune, Silesian Mist.
All this nonsense you might be hearing in the background, very strange noises, is the dance of the DJ as I'm moving over to another spot to be able to put up a track. Now, you are still playing here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're thrilled to have you in town, and I'm thrilled to have you as a neighbor in Avalon.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm thrilled that you have me on the show.
You've been in here before, I think,
yes.
with Ernie.
Yeah, yeah, I did. I was here with Ernie Hawkins, yeah.
Well, we're going to give Clint a break. Well, he's not been playing these. We've been playing them from records. But we're going to go with some music from some other harmonica players. And the first one is one of my favorite tracks from an album that Alligator put out in 1978 called The Living Chicago Blues, Volume 2. And it's Carrie Bell.
Yes, indeed. That'll be the day you find out Carrie got everything you need. You're gonna run, tell everybody what we done. You're gonna run, little girl, tell everybody what we done. Sunday morn,
I'd be in church praying, as sure as you're born. We'd sing there like angels in that good harmony. But sin and salvation are no longer for me. And now I'm a Buddhist. I chant my mantra each day. But I miss that hymn singing in a good gospel way. So we'll sing to old Buddha.
Buddha.
Buddha. And the wonders of Zen. I shave my head, and they all talk about me as if I were dead. My good old Zen buddies, they think I'm okay, but I can't get them to sing sit there cross-legged, eating brown rice and tea. We chant out our mantras in four-square harmony. We don't sing of salvation.
Salvation.
This is not Clint Hoover.
No, it is not me.
This is Mark Graham.
Yeah.
Double tracking on a pair of fiddle tunes, Kentucky Whiskey and Give the Fiddler a Dram.
That was so cool. That was great. Wow. Wow. I'm tired listening to it.
I just really thought it was important for Clint, who does a lot of... He told me you worked up a bunch of fiddle tunes.
Yeah, I did. At one point, I had a whole bunch worked up, and because I was teaching at a place called the Homestead Pick and Parlor, which was the home of bluegrass and old-time music in Minneapolis, and got to know a lot of those cats, and we had a lot of fun.
And before Mark Graham playing those two tunes on harmonica, you heard one of his songs to exhibit for Clint. Mark Graham's totally whacked out sense of humor. Yeah. That was Brian Bowers actually singing his Zen gospel singing. And we open up with Carrie Bell's Blues Harp Band doing One Day from back in 1978. Mm-hmm. And now, Clint, we have to take a little break.
Okay.
For station business.
All right.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911 and the message. Include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Check, click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe... just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to people in distress when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, the electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
After Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock. Don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music.
Well, we are back on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots program, depending on where you are. And I'm Mando Richard, and he's
Clint Hoover.
That's right. Yes, Clint is still with us.
Yep.
He's got two tracks from some of his bands that we're going to use to kick off the folk rock set. So, Bill from Philly, I sure hope you like these. What's up first?
Well, I think we're going to do the Fontanas, which was a rock band I was in way back in the late 80s, and it was on a Blackberry Way label, which was part of the Twin Cities rock scene back then. And, yeah, there we go.